It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are rising in Colorado, and CPR's Ben Marcus reports that's partly because Coloradans got back to normal.
As normal as things can be during a pandemic. Take car crashes, for instance. In April, Denver crashes fell to the lowest point in at least 6 years. Then the shutdown lifted, and every month since, crashes have risen. Andrew Friedson is an economist at CU Denver.
We've been seeing traffic accidents and spending continuing to crawl up, where cases were also crawling up at the same time.
Meaning more economic activity, but less social distancing. That trend has to change. Governor Jared Polis urged Coloradans to cancel plans and limit interactions as hospitalizations surpass record levels. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Hospital systems in the state are preparing for more COVID-19 patients as coronavirus cases continue to rise. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Hospitals are preparing for more patients by postponing some inpatient, non-emergency surgeries and procedures, as well as limiting patient visitors. Last week, the state surpassed the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations it had at its peak in April. Despite the rising cases, hospital officials still urge patients who need care to visit the hospital. Earlier in the pandemic, patients avoided hospitals, and some suffered severe complications as a result. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Most local school funding measures in Colorado passed this election. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
26 out of 28 measures passed. Aspen passed a bond to pay for affordable housing for teachers and to replace outdated plumbing and roofing. Cherry Creek's bond will pay for a mental health treatment facility for students and security measures. COVID-19 concerns pushed voters in other districts to approve money for ventilation or for hundreds of broadband hotspots for students. Denver will use its tax increase to boost teachers' salaries. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Buying a house in Denver isn't getting any easier. The price of a home ticked up slightly last month over September and more than 14% compared to last year. And the number of homes listed for sale was down more than 40% from the same time last year. Since summer, prices have been rising across the state. This is CPR News.